That was wonderful. Thank you. So I'll just give everybody a minute to enter any questions or comments or let us know how that experience was for you. I know we're all just slowly all coming back into our bodies. And if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to do, please enter it in the Q&A section on the webcast, which is on the left-hand side of the page. You can just enter any comments or questions there, and I will relay them over to Sifu. So while we give everybody a chance to get back in, Sifu, why don't you, you said you were going to explain the 532 and what that may be causing for people. So why don't we do a little bit of an explanation on that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The energy at the Kingsbridge Center is at 432. Now, remember how we test whether you're at 528, with your two palms facing each other, and call 528, your hand expands. Now try to do that with 432. 432. It won't move.
No, there's no expansion.
Right? Now.
Actually, I must feel a bit more of a contraction.
Now, if you at some of the courses, you recognize that when we say 75, your hands collapse.
Mm-hmm.
But you're at 432 and you call 75, your hand doesn't collapse. In a way, it keeps whatever energy level you are at. So if you have some negative emotions, it stays where it was, so it never changed. So when you're at 528, let's say you're not that happy that day, but you're calling 528 because the energy expands. You release that negative emotion, but not at 432 level. And that's the energy that stays at Kingsbridge. So when we brought that negative emotion up on the Saturday,
mm-hmm.
That's why everybody go down the tube with energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So then on Sunday morning, I try to take them all out as much as I can, but depends on how deeply you are in that negative emotional mode. I couldn't lift them all out. So today, we try to reset all the energy to 528. And that's what, mm-hmm. that's the whole purpose of this energy transmission.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. So there's a couple of questions coming in. Are you ready to take some questions?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
So the one question is, did the constant barking of the dog in the background interfere with the transmission?
No.
Mm-hmm. No. Yes. Also, will the 528 stickers still work?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. For those of you that were not part of, that were not physically at the Kingsbridge Center, you didn't have that reset happening to you. And anybody that has the 528 stickers, yes, of course they work. It was just that the energy at Kingsbridge was very different because there had been some other energy happening there, so it was left at that frequency. So, but if you, even if you were attending the retreat remotely, you were fine. You weren't getting that 532 energy. It was only those of us that were physically there that were then affected by it. Okay. So comment coming in. One second, please. Let me just see. So Barbara is saying, I could feel the energy center, the energy enter the crown chakra and work it way downwards, but lots of heat at the shoulder and base of the neck. So she's saying thank you for all this.
Well, I bring the energy of the sun to get rid of the light, of the sun, to get rid of all the emotional packages,
Thank you. Okay, Natasha is asking, how do you maintain the 528 or above frequency on a daily basis? Okay, Natasha, so if you go to Sifu's site, jamesfu.ca, or my site, masterpiecelife.com, we've put together a whole bunch of resources for you. And one of those are is the energy paper. So if you go up to either one of our sites under Sifu James, it's under resources. Either way, on both sites, there is an ad box on the right-hand column of the site that has energy sticker or 528 energy paper. If you click on there, it'll bring you to the page where, one, we have an audio recording that we did on how to use it, so please first listen to that. Two, you can download the energy paper. How I recommend you use the energy paper is you use it by infusing the water that you drink and the water that you use with the 528 energy. So how we recommend doing that is if you print one piece of paper, print only one at a time, then you can take it, fold it so that the numbers are facing inward to a jar. I use a clear water jar, and then I fill up my water in there and I let it rest, and it will, the water will read the energy paper, and it brings energy of the water up. So that's one way, so that whenever you're drinking water or using water, you keep adding that the 528. The second means that we have is by using the 528 energy stickers that we do send out when we get requests, and you can do that by sending a self-addressed postage paid envelope to myself. And if you go to the masterpiecelife.com site, in the contact section, you have the mailing address. You can do that. And three is by just like we did at the beginning is, you know, very simply focus on 528, not 528, just 528. And if you take your hands and put it in prayer position in front of you, and then just gently open it up a little bit, so you got about an inch and a half to 2 inches gap. And then if you start just saying 528, and keep doing that, 528, and you'll feel that your hands will be pushed apart, like there's like a magnetic force, an energy in between. So keep your head straight when you do that. And in the beginning, it might take you a little bit longer, but just keep repeating 528 and just do that. And you'll start to feel your hands open up. And for us, that's a sign that you're at that level. So those are three different ways that you can, you know, keep bringing 528 into your daily basis. I know that for me, some of the ways that I've added in, it's almost become a mantra, my new mantra for meditating. And when I go to bed, when I'm resting at night, or I noticed, you know, I have three young kids, so there's arguments aplenty in our household. So when I feel a lot of emotion coming up, either in myself or the kids are having an argument, one thing that I do is I just take a breath and I just go 528, and I just repeat it so that I am calming myself down and becoming more neutral and not in such a reactive state. And then when I feel myself at the 528 level, then I'll command, you know, I'll send peace over to the kids so that it helps the arguments not be so explosive, right? Because I've got three. I've got a 13-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 9-year-old. So things get interesting. So those are ways that I use it. Once again, you know, do go to the sites, download the energy paper, read the instructions. We've also had the instructions done in English, French, Brazilian Portuguese, Persian, Italian, and the Slovakian, I believe. So please go up and avail yourselves of those resources. Anything else you want to add to that, Sifu, about how to maintain 528 on a daily basis?
Yeah, that's good. What you said so far is excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are just my tips, because I always look at ways to, how do we take all these tools and practices and put it into our daily lives so it becomes our lifestyle. And those are little tidbits for my very busy life. Okay, let me just see. There's a couple more questions coming in. So let's see. Hold on. Jean says, thank you. I felt a lot of energy moving in my 5-8 center in the beginning, followed by tightness in my neck, and now just peace, and the neck tension is mostly gone. Thank you. You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Another question coming in from Daisy is, I felt a flutter in my left palm when he was gathering the names. I also felt energy in my head rotating by the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
As the meditation continued, I felt energy in my solar plexus, and it was a flutter.
Good.
Then I started to drift in a dreamy state and saw a family I didn't recognize, and I went inside one of them and started to see that person's life through their eyes. Where did I go? That's David's question.
You went into what was so-called your unconscious mind, because I took you there to remove all the negative filter in your life, in all those who join us today. Then I rebuilt that. Now, I also take you to 5-8-4, that you will see some of your communication with your past life or future life. What you see is do you, if you can recognize the people in there, that's good, because you actually start healing them too.
It's wonderful, Daisy. Yeah, we did work at the retreat with 5-8-4. We went and did a lot of work with your different energy levels. And 4 was one of them where it allows you to communicate. So, great work. Okay, Babette is saying, how did it work for the persons that we wrote the names for? Does it matter that we did not tell them that we were including them?
You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to. I guess that's kind of the same question as we always get about, you know, permission.
Because all you have done is to send them love energy. Mm-hmm. If they open up to that energy, they will have the benefit of the energy. If they don't want that type of energy, they won't get it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for that. Okay, and Kathy is saying, thank you. I felt a wonderful surge of energy during the process. It was wonderful. So you're very welcome, Kathy. Good. And Gervais is saying, I felt pain over the right eye during the transmission. It stayed there for a while, then it left. What does that mean?
It was healing. His eye, yeah.
Yeah, usually we say that when you're feeling heat in a specific area, that there is healing taking place. How Sifu James explains how his healing work is that when energy is flowing, it should be a comfortable, almost like a cool, supporting breeze, something that's just cool and pleasant. When energy is feeling hot, or a lot of heat or prickling, then that gives you, because there is healing taking place in that area. Anything you want to add to that, Sifu?
Because that heat is burning all the scar tissues in that area.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you find the heat.
Great. Okay. Then another question is, can Sifu James discuss how the energy has changed since the June solstice, so since June 21st, when we had that planetary energy infusion?
That's Franco's job.
That's Franco's job. Yeah. Well, we did talk a little bit about it, you and I. We were saying that it was actually a very mild energy that was coming in, that
yeah.
most people would not yet really feel it. Because we were discussing about whether we should do any kind of integration on tonight's program for that, and Sifu felt that it was still a very mild one, that it wouldn't, it really was more for the planet, that it didn't really affect us very much. So that's
Absolutely.
Why tonight we, yeah. That's why tonight we just really focused more on a 5 to 8 reset, because that was more needed than addressing the energies coming in. We'll see. The next one coming in is, what did we say, June, September, right?
September
21st,
yeah.
And December 21st. So, you know, we'll see as we get closer what that influx of energy is. But this one really was meant for the planet.
Absolutely.
Great. Liliana is saying, if I missed the beginning when James collected all of us, is there any chance of benefit of this session tonight? I haven't been to Kingsbridge for the retreat, so I only attended via the web.
That's fine.
I always feel that it's always beneficial to be included and added in, even if you came in late. You're still, and I'm sure that for some people that came in late, if you just, as I said, just close your eyes and allow yourself to be open to receive, you feel the energy coming in because you're part of that. Because even though you might have been late, but you had the intention of being on the call, you're still part of that whole energy. Okay. Natasha is saying, at times I felt tension raising in my head as if the skull was squeezed. What does that mean?
Which, approximately when that happened?
So Natasha, can you please just let me know approximately when that was happening?
Because I did a lot of healing. So the sequence of the healing is important. So
okay.
If I know when, then I can explain.
Okay. So if you can be a bit more precise, Natasha, then I'll relay that. And Belinda is saying, thank you, very relaxing and serene. And she says, I have made great strides since the retreat. That's wonderful to hear. Perfect. Yeah. And another question coming in is, was it okay if I fell asleep?
Perfect.
That means you went, that's great.
No, that means the healing is more effective.
Hmm. Okay, so Natasha is saying when she was feeling the as if her skull was being squeezed was about halfway and in the second half.
Yeah, because that's the time I downloaded the huge amount of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she may have blockages on the head. That's why it feels the squeeze, because it's trying to get through.
Right. Okay, great. I think that's good for tonight.
Cool.
I just want to remind everybody that is in the Toronto area that Sifu James will be hosting a live one-day free seminar and group healing on July 25th.
We'll change that date.
May change that date?
Okay, yeah, because the... Level 1 is in September.
Right.
So we are thinking of doing that in August, so people are getting closer to the Level 1 course.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than go to the free seminar, feel something, and then have to wait for that long to learn something.
Okay. Sure. That sounds fine. Okay, so then we'll just stay tuned to your emails. And if this is the first time on the call, please make sure that you have gone to their Sifu site, which is jamesfoo.ca, or to masterpiecelife.com, and please add yourself into the community. That way, when we are doing the events, whether they're online or they're in person, you're updated and know about the schedule. Okay. Good. And I think, other than that, I'll just do one last quick check for questions. And then other than that, then we are good. Deb's saying, thank you for tonight. I felt frustrated because I did not feel connected. Am I still affected by the transfer?
Okay. So you're okay now?
So the question, Deb, is, are you feeling okay now? So just, you know, give her a second to type back and let me know. So just waiting, Deb. So what is it that so you're saying that you're feeling frustrated because you did not feel connected? So just, are you still feeling that frustration now? So Deb's comment is she's feeling confused.
Say that again?
She says that right now she's feeling confused. Before she was feeling frustrated, now she's feeling confused.
Confused in terms of what?
Yeah. And I'm not sure what you're confused about, Deb. So can you just explain a little bit more about what you're experiencing? Because she's saying confused but happy.
Oh, sorry. I don't understand
yeah.
that.
We don't quite understand, Deb. Can you please explain? Just give her a second to enter stuff. 1 second, everybody. Okay. Deb, I'm going to give you just a couple more seconds to get some more information to me because we don't quite understand. Oh, she's confused but happy because she doesn't know if she was connected to the transfer, to the energy transfer or not. Well, go ahead, James.
No, you explain that. You go
so Deb,
ahead.
So, Deb, I would just say just allow yourself to relax. I don't know if you've been on previous calls that we've done or if you're just feeling confused and not connected from tonight's program. So I'll just answer generically, which is just allow yourself to relax. And everybody feels things differently. Everybody senses things differently. So what I would do is use that as an exercise in itself. So what I would do, and this is what I've been doing lately a lot when I'm feeling emotions come up is, for example, so, you know, first tune into yourself and is that frustration still there? Okay. So I think not because you said you're feeling confused. Okay, so then tune into yourself. And when you feel that confusion, I would then just start going 5, 2, 8. And just focus on 5, 2, 8. And the denser the emotion is, the longer you'll need to focus on 5, 2, 8. And then if you just think of that confusion in 5, 2, 8, you'll find that you have a hard time. As you are coming up to 5, 2, 8, you have a harder and harder time thinking about that confusion. And in terms of if you were connected, yes, we're all connected or you wouldn't be on the call. So that's a little technique now that I've been using to help myself work through emotions because being human means having emotions. That's just part of the game. So as, you know, anger, confusion, frustration, or those emotions come up, step one is the awareness of the emotion. Step two is catching yourself before you just automatically react. And then three is what are you going to do about it? So lately I've been using 5, 2, 8 a lot to let myself have the experience of the emotion and then you know, there's a little exercise that I do, but to simplify it is to just think of that emotion and then start focusing on 5, 2, 8 and 5, 2, 8 and 5, 2, 8. And you'll find that when you get up to the 5, 2, 8 level, you've got a really hard time going back to that emotion or what it was that was making you upset or feeling, having you feel frustrated or whatever that is. And this is a very useful tip for all of those all of you out there that have kids, let me tell you. Okay, so I hope that helps. Great. So comments coming in is yeah. So Debbie was saying she'd been on almost all the calls, but the dog barking really sort of took her out of it, and then her dog started barking too, so she had a hard time getting into the energy transmission.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fine. And a question coming in is Sifu James, is there a big difference from tonight's 5 to 8 energy level and the one we have done over the weekend in Ottawa?
This is more concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
The Ottawa one is because the environment is still the true difference is here. Because I'm not affected by the other energies. I'm at my home. My home has all the energies here. So I can do the transmission more powerful that way. Now, at the Ottawa, because it's a church, that they have other type of energy in there. That's why it's a difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the answer is that tonight's energy is much more concentrated. Okay, and Kathy is saying, thank you, Antonia and Sifu. I feel so relaxed, and I appreciate all the healing energies shared tonight.
You're
wonderful.
Welcome.
Wonderful. Okay, everyone, then thank you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for being
You're
together
welcome.
For creating this. And Sifu James, thank you so much for facilitating tonight's energy transmission. It's always
okay.
Great fun and an honor to be together.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, everybody, so good night or good morning, wherever you are listening to in the world, and stay tuned to your emails, and we'll send you updates on our next programs. Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night.